Scott Mills at 5:30 with Arctic Monkeys to follow. Getting a lot of beef on the text today about my Russell Brand impression. A lot of people saying it's rubbish.
They aren't, are they?
I will have thou know, it ain't rubbish, you swine. Now, I'm going to demonstrate this by playing a clip of Russell Brand, and then I will speak, okay? And you have to see if you can tell
right,
the difference.
Okay, I'm going to shut my eyes then.
By the way, to all the smart asses that, you know when I said about creature comforts, mm-hmm. and I say close your eyes?
Yeah.
Obviously, it's the radio, so you don't really need to close your eyes, do you?
That's a break.
But, okay, close your eyes now and listen to these clips of Russell and then me.
I have to close my eyes because I can see you.
Don't look. Don't look. And see if you can tell the difference.
Right, hello, I'm Russell from the Russell Brand Show.
Right, hello, I'm Russell from the Russell Brand Show.
Right, hello, I'm Russell from the Russell Brand Show. Who are you?
Who are you? Which one was which? Any idea? Keep your eyes closed. Don't look.
The second one might have been you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. This is Russell Brand.
This is Russell Brand.
Good evening. This is Russell Brand. You're listening to Tim Westwood.
You're listening to Tim Westwood.
Good evening. This is Russell Brand. You're listening to Tim Westwood on Radio One.
Radio One. Radio One. Okay then, Dell, off of Aldershot. I'm going to prove to you that my Russell impersonation ain't as bad as you think it is. What was that?
Marlene.
Right, let's phone one of Russell's friends. Punch in the number, Laura.
Good luck.
Okay. Right, stopwatch ready. Do you have a stopwatch on your computer
no.
or
no? I haven't even got a watch until I'll just use the clock
okay.
behind you and
stopwatch ready. Okay,
yeah, all right.
Let's see how long I can keep on the phone for. I thought you had one of those watches off of the 80s with a calculator on.
No, I don't. Oh. No.
Okay.
Hi. Please leave me a lovely message. Thank you.
Fern, it's Russell. I'll call you back. Right, so that was...
That was 3 seconds.
Yeah, but that was an answer phone, wasn't it?
I know, I'm just timing you, though. Three seconds.
Fern Cotton is going to be doing some hosting with Russell tomorrow on the telly. Right, pick another one. Right, this is Joe Wiley.
Okay.
Hello?
Joe, it's Russell.
Hello?
Russell Brand.
Hello.
You swine!
Who is it?
Are you going to the Brits?
Who is it?
Are you going to the Brits?
I am going to the Brits.
Right.
Who is it?
So if you're going, it's Russell. I was going to suggest we meet up afterwards for a bit, you know, a bit.
Who is this?
You swine! Russell Brand!
I'm going to put the phone down unless you tell me who it is.
Don't be like that! How long was that?
36 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Don't be like that.
Some of that was quite... I thought, actually, some of that showed an improvement in your impression. It's getting better.
It comes and goes.
It does. It's a bit hit and miss, but when it is hit, it does sound nearly like him.
Right, let's try and phone Fern Cotton back.
So that was 36 seconds.
Now, I'm hoping that because I said, phone, it's Russell, I'll call you back, she will actually answer the phone now.
Right.
Despite the fact that it's a withheld number. Yes.
Hello?
Fern, it's Russell.
Russell who?
Friend.
Is it?
Now, you know we're doing the Brits together tomorrow.
Right, this isn't Russell, is it?
Thusly, therefore, I feel one should meet up with you beforehand to do some swashbuckling and drink darkened liquor from tankers of old, probably made from the finest pewter and engraved with the letters R.B. But forsooth, one is jumping ahead of the game. What do you think, Fernie?
Right. Who is this?
Russell. You
right.
swine!
But who is it?
Russell Brand. You know, doing Brits tomorrow, aren't we?
Yeah, but it's not Russell Brand, is it?
It is, yeah. You swine.
Right. You gonna tell me who you are?
It's Russell.
Okay, right. I'm going to put the phone down now.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1.
It got good in the middle, forsooth.
It did. The whole tank and pewter thing was very, very good. I've absolutely no idea. I'm laughing too much. Don't know how long. A minute, probably.
It's getting better. Who's Captain Jack Sparrow? Is that Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I have no interest in that at all.
No.
It's the same as Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter for me. Don't get it.
No,
but apparently I sounded really like Captain Jack Sparrow.
It's not quite the same. Lord of the Rings and stuff, that's fancy, isn't it? This is like pirates and swashbuckling stuff.
I don't know. Swashbuckling, yeah. Yeah. Right, Joe Wiley's been on, saying on my phone...
Yeah.
Mills, that was so blatantly you, and I don't give consent for you to use it. You have a one-way ticket to hell.
Tough.
Oh, a bit late for that, really. Now, can I just say, when we called... Oh, no, is she ringing me now?
Is she?
Get lost. Reject.
Was it her?
Yep.
Was it?
Do you think she was in the bookies? Listen.
Hello?
Joe, it's Russell.
Hello?
Russell Brand.
Hello.
She's in the bookies. She's plainly got the answer. She's got all the winners for tomorrow night's Brit Awards, and she's placing a bet on who's going to win.
She spends most afternoons in the bookies.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1. Radio 1.